Hello and welcome to Healing from Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a true tale of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing energies and miracles, and a guide to inner soul wisdom. Today I am most delighted to welcome Camilla Sacre Dalarup, author of Reinvent Me, who will share an 8-step program to make it easier for you to observe and benefit from making changes that may help you create a new view and perspective on self and your growing spiritual gifts. Hello, Camilla, and thank you for joining us
Hi.
today.
Thank you
Camilla,
very much for having me.
oh, you're very welcome. Camilla, as listeners of Healing from Within are well aware, my guests and I share intimate stories of becoming more aware of our own spiritual talents, interests, and growth as we focus on the balance between our physical and spiritual realities for greater self-investigation and for self-mastery of our emotions for a more purposeful and fulfilling life journey. In today's episode of Healing from Within, we learn that former professional dancer and Strictly Come Dancing winner Camilla Sacre Dalarup is a master and queen of reinvention. Now a motivational speaker, hypnotherapist, and mindful living coach, she offers her clear 8-step motivational program that allows anyone to appreciate the process and joy of change. Camilla, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and experience a person, an event that may have molded them or directed them to the path they pursued as they developed interests in their adult life. You say you learned to visualize as part of your training when you were 13 and a dance student.
Yeah.
So tell us about influences during that time of your life and how it influenced you.
I think my mom, to be honest, is a bit of a motivational speaker. And that's probably where it all started, really, very young, you know, at a very young age. She had a way of always helping me see things from different sides, not always from just the side I was looking at, and sort of change your perception. And then when I was 13 years old, as a dancer, I had a new coach who came from the cycling sport. And he taught me how to visualize and how I could improve my dancing by simply visualizing it. I mean, really what he taught me was how to meditate. He called the visualization at the time, which I thought was fabulous because at 13 years old, I found it rather attractive.
Well, it's
and
both,
so
actually. It is really both.
It is both. It was both meditation and visualization. And so I learned how to tune into, obviously, to my breath and sort of the stillness within and go within. When things outside of myself was frustrating me, I would go within. And he taught me how to visualize things going right rather than things going wrong in my sport. And really, that really sparked the interest of me and the whole kind of mind over matter and law of attraction and so forth. You know, from that moment, I became very interested in all of those subjects.
That's a great gift at such a young age, and it's what the world needs now. Because it's true, you know, they say, what you eat is what you become, but truly what you think is what you create and
For
manifest.
sure.
And it's simple, but we need more people to start to get this. So
Agree.
Let's go on.
Agree.
Move forward. Let's move forward now.
Well, then I'd like to share with you what I actually found the other day as I was tidying up in my home in England. I have to go back and tidy up a few things because we have moved to Los Angeles. And I actually came across some paperwork that I had from when I was 16 years old that a sports psychologist had actually shared with me. And I had highlighted so many things on this piece of paper. And all of the tools are the ones that I teach now. All the mind tools. And I thought, wow.
Well,
so there was the seed planted.
That
My
is,
was in doubt.
It starts at the beginning. You were born with the path, so was I, and so is everybody. When I was 17, I went to see a show, and there was a song in that show, The Impossible Dream. And the impossible dream became what I sought to do, to go where no one where others fear to go
Yeah.
to embrace challenges and to make the world
Yeah.
a better place and to help people. So yes, it starts
That's right.
for all of us in that way,
Right.
but most people just
Yeah.
not paying attention. Now you go on,
No.
so we move forward. So
Yeah.
now you
Well,
studied hypnotherapy, which I did
yeah.
also, and
Yeah.
you have a practice helping people
I
deal with
do.
stress, addictions, and trauma,
Yeah.
and you've written books.
Yeah.
So tell us about
Yeah.
that.
I've written a couple of books, actually. Strictly Inspirational, which my first book, which is half biography and half self-help. And then my second one, which is called Reinvent Me, as you mentioned. And what was really interesting, through my 20s, when I was sort of a struggling amateur climbing the ranks to become a top professional dancer, because I was a dancer for about 35 years of my life. It was a huge part of my life. And really, I want to share these words because I share them in my books, and I feel that they were vital in my career, really. And it was when somebody quite wise, I'd say, said to me at a time when I was sort of struggling to make it as a dancer, she said, "Put these words on your wall: energy follows thought. And then please be mindful every day what you are spending your energy on." And it changed everything for me, because every time I was focusing on other people or the problems outside of myself or my competitors or what the judges had said or what this one had said, I was like, "Stop, Camilla, what are you spending your energy on?" And I just turned it around and I was like, "How can I use this better?" And actually, that tool has stayed with me always. And I use it now with my clients, because we spend so much
That's
time worrying about what we can't change,
right. We can
right?
only change ourselves. We can
Here we are,
only
yeah.
grow and mature and refine our inner
That's
energy.
right.
That's what we were born
Yeah.
to do. You know, the
Yeah.
physical world is just a backdrop, like a stage. Like you were on a
Exactly.
stage to dance.
Yeah.
It showed you the
Right.
biggest stage of the
Exactly.
universe and energy. But go on to
Absolutely.
you have. And it's a ra rather easy for people to remember this. You have this 8-step for your Reinvent Me, and you use the
Yes.
letters. So tell us
I
what they
do.
mean, Reinvent
So when I
Me.
reinvent, so yeah, reinvent is an acronym for the 8 steps I believe that we go through when we want to make changes, whether in our life, career, or relationships. And so first of all, R stands for recognize, because I believe that before we know where we want to go, we need to just take kind of stock where we at right now. What do I not want? When we know what we don't want, we also know what we do want. So it's recognizing what is it that I want to change, really, and just diving in deeper to that. For me at the time, it was very much identifying who was I really truly without being Camilla the dancer. After that, after the spotlight, without the fame that came with my job, because I was part of obviously Dancing with the Stars, Strictly Come Dancing, and in the UK is a big show. So without all of that, just when I'm home with me, who's Camilla? So really diving in and recognizing who we are and what really makes us content and happy as a person without the job, without the career, without the partner, to really finding yourself. And then the second chapter, E, stands for ego, which is I find fascinating, obviously, because sometimes our egos get in our way to progress, to move forward, because we're
Absolutely.
sort of
Yeah.
scared of shedding being. For me, I came from being an expert in a field. People came to me for advice, and I moved into an area where I was, being a novice, and I had to be okay to say, "Hey, could you help me do this? Because I don't actually know what I'm doing here, and I'm learning." And that takes a lot. And you kind of have, as I say, no pun intended, but a little dance with the ego at certain points,
Well, that's also a great gift in learning much about who you are as a spiritual being, that you
That's
must
right.
ask for help from another
Yes.
energy
Yes.
force, the universe or
For
universal
sure.
energy, and it
For
works
sure.
well with the law of attraction. So go on
Exactly.
to
Yeah, so
innovation.
there's a lot about ego there. And then we've got innovation, obviously, figuring out what is it that I want to innovate? What are my dreams? What are my goals? What are my intentions? And I know that actually when we get clear, I think sometimes when things are not delivering or the universe isn't delivering, it's because sometimes, to be frank, we're not clear. We're sort of muddled. "Oh, I don't know. Maybe
Yes.
I want that. Maybe I want that." When we actually become really clear, no, this is my decision. This is how I feel aligned with the universe, with the greater, whatever that's out there, then things start to happen and unfold. And I always say, when we start walking down that road where we know we're supposed to go, it's like that the role, everything just unfolds in front of us. And it takes courage. Don't trust me. The reason why I wrote this book is because I understand that it can be overwhelming. We can feel lost, stuck. And I wrote this book to support people, because I felt alone at times when I was going through change, you know. So,
We all do. We all do.
right?
It's
And I
like,
feel that we're the only ones, right?
yeah,
It's trouble.
it's like that spiritual story, The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy
Yeah.
is in a new
Yeah.
place with a new road and has to meet new friends, and she's
Yeah.
insecure. And as she
That's right.
gets sure of herself, the road
Yeah.
becomes clearer. So that's what you're
Yeah.
talking about
That's
here.
right. That's right. And also in the book, I also say, you know, sometimes there's an element of will people like the real me? Because, you know, people knew me with, oh, with Camilla the dancer, we know her, we know what she's about, but who's Camilla? You know? And so sometimes there can be that little bit of insecurity. Will people really
Yes.
like me without being somebody's friend, husband, wife, accountant, lawyer, whatever it is we've identified with? And that can be pretty scary. Like, you have to be okay to be vulnerable in those situations, I suppose. And then I believe you get awarded, you know, from that.
But actually, if people would begin to think they are everything and many things, and whatever they
Yeah.
put their attention on, they can
Yeah.
create, but we have to
Of
continue
course.
to learn and continue to
Yeah.
allow
For sure.
ourselves to experience life as it
Yeah.
unfolds. But many people
And
put a
when we speak
stop to
human to
that.
human, right? Yeah,
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. See each
absolutely.
other for just human to human. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then I wrote a whole chapter about visualization, visualize, because I honestly find it so powerful. I've used it my entire life. And I find it also interesting and playful. I find it, you know, as kids we imagine so many things, and then when we grow up, it's like we lose that playfulness. And I just think it's healthy as adults to play, to just imagine things. You know, imagine a world where everybody is getting on. I mean, we need that right now, right? Imagine if
Yes,
everything going well.
do.
Yeah,
Let's all
because
our listeners out
right,
there,
let's all,
let's all make a little
yeah.
pledge today, cross our hearts, you know, like
Yeah.
when we were
Yeah. No, but
children,
sometimes, like, yeah.
and
Yeah.
make our intentions work together to see the humanity and the soul energy of each
Yeah.
of us instead of all this
Yeah.
divisiveness and separation, which
Yeah.
keeps us
Yeah.
from our dreams. Go on
Yeah.
to we're up
For
to
sure.
evolve, Eve.
Evolve. Yeah. So evolving is just, I really believe that often we kind of know before a change is coming. Often we know, we can kind of feel, oh, I feel like I should be doing, or I want to be doing something else. But sometimes we don't have the courage in that moment, or we don't want to take the chance, or we're scared or whatever. So we can either choose to evolve and move on, like I chose to at that point in my life when I moved away from being a professional dancer into the coaching, or we can wait till maybe, you know, we get pushed to evolve, whether that's losing our job or our partner leaving us or somebody passes away, whatever it is. So it's just that moment of, it's really looking at evolving, because we are constantly evolving. It's just sometimes we're resisting it. And there is a natural flow that wants us to evolve as people all the
Yes.
time, right? It's just that we get comfortable with, I like what I'm earning right now. Let's not, you know, rock the
Well,
boat.
or
But there's
fear
a bigger
comes
picture.
in. Yeah, fear might
Fear, right?
creep
Yeah.
in and it might say to us,
Yeah.
well, you're doing okay, and maybe this
Yeah.
is all you need to continue to do. But life's not about being stuck and continuing to do.
No.
It's always about adding a new ideas
That's right.
and new ways to
That's right.
function and new ways to see
Yeah.
yourself and others in the world.
Yeah.
So it's very
Absolutely.
important to evolve.
Yeah. And just to add to that, at a time in my life where I sort of thought, I think in some way I felt like, and I realize this now, you know, it's an ongoing journey. Nothing is a destination, you know. But at the time, I feel like I'd really sort of reached that destination in my career. And I thought, oh, well, here I am. Oh, this feels good. I'll stay here for a while. And then the universe just sent the biggest challenge my way on the personal level, you know. I could, you know, completely rocked my world, and I was at the bottom emotionally, you know, from my heartbreak, which I write about in my first book. And I thought, wow, okay, just as I thought I was there, you know, there's something else.
But we're
And that's just a
already,
perfect example.
but Camilla, we're already there in every moment. It's just
Yeah,
that
for
we
sure.
have to move to the next moment. And any situation that
Yeah.
comes in, whether we determine it to be good or bad, is really not either. It's just what we need to bring us along on our path of self-discovery and
For sure.
exploring the human condition. But
Yeah, we got after evolve, we have nurture. And nurture, really, I have just seen in so many people how this can be helpful when anybody feels lost or stuck. Because we get so, like I said, obsessed with what's going on in that moment and the pain of it. But sometimes adding in something that just nurtures us, like a hobby. You know, somebody might remember, gosh, you know, when I was a teenager, I loved sewing, or I loved singing, or walking, or hiking, or that community I was, whatever it is you enjoy. Just to add something that really nurtures your soul can actually spark that kind of excitement within again. And sometimes I've found that nurturing those talents or passions can actually end up becoming what people do for a living, and it makes them really happy when it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
They move along into a new career or a new interest and a new relationship.
Without even knowing.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. By nurturing them, their own talents and needs. And then the last one is transformation.
Transformation.
Back to the ego for a minute, because it can get in the way of many personal relationships. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I just think ego is a big one, because when we move into a different area, it's really tricky not to kind of constantly say, well, I used to do this, or this is what I used to do, or I know how to do that, if you actually don't know how to do it. So I always say, if you can be like open and vulnerable and humble in that moment and go, you know, guys, I'm actually new in this area and I really appreciate your help. And you just find when you do that, people are like, sure, of course, I'll help you. Well, if you try to big yourself up and have that ego, like, I know how to do it, but you really don't, people really don't want to help, you know. So it just takes sort of a little bit of swallowing the ego and being okay to be new in something. And I call it scaling back to scale forward. Sometimes we have to scale back a little, you know, to go to that place of being at the bottom of the ladder again. And it can feel uncomfortable, and you can think, gosh, I can't believe I'm here again. But if we allow it, it's so exciting, and it really can take you even higher than where you were before,
well,
on every level, on a personal level.
You said something in the book that I liked very much. When you look back on your career, it wasn't the winning moments that spring to your mind. It was the people and the experiences you shared, and the journey of getting there, and the inspiration and kindness from strangers. I just love that. And you gave a quote, when you are content to be simply yourself and don't care or compete, everyone will respect you. I just love that, because that quote reminds me of why, as a child and young woman, I was so competitive and uncomfortable in my own skin. Because I was I was striving to achieve the impossible dream, but it was not always my dream. It was the dream of my parents and my teachers and everybody else. So I became an elementary school teacher, a mother, an interior designer. I opened my own tag sale business, and I went on reinventing myself. But I did feel comfortable every time I created a new way of learning more about myself. And so that is part of reinvention. It is part of the process of life. And then I got to be a Reiki master teacher and a medium and an author and host of this show, Healing From Within. But through all my reinventions and transformations, I finally found the truth about myself and life.
Yeah.
The process is... this is the truth. The process is never ending, and new awareness and higher consciousness is the path forward for all of us. So I've had about eight careers. So beyond ego,
I'm closer home. I'm closer to home within now than I've ever been. Does that make sense? That's what the reinvention has done for me. So it may have shown on the outside as moving to a different country and writing a book, but actually it's the transformation from the inside out.
Absolutely. Because you learned that if your ego's in control, you're neglecting your true self. And a big ego gets in the way of teamwork.
Oh,
and a big ego can be very unattractive to yourself and
very
to
lonely.
Others and lonely. Excellent.
Right.
Excellent. But tell us about the letting go exercise that you give in the book.
Oh, yes.
Because that's very
important. And it's one that anybody can do at any time, if you're traveling on a train to work or whatever, and you just feel even just frustrated about the day at work, or you're frustrated with your partner. You can do this in 3 minutes. Literally just close your eyes and imagine you are holding a whole bunch of balloons in your hand. And then on those balloons, as you just tune into your breath, you stick on any kind of doubts or frustrations or anybody's name that's standing in your way, any blockage, any kind of thing that you feel that's really blocking your way. stick it on the balloons and take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, you let go. And you literally watch these balloons just float up into the air and far, far away. And if you notice that if there's any lingering in the hand, open your hands widely and let those go too. Just let it all float away until they're completely so far away into the sky you can no longer see them.
Beautiful.
And you let you feel that they were clean from your mind and your body. Yeah.
Yeah, they're taking out negative energy and thoughts that you no longer need.
Yeah.
But change.
That's right.
Now, it takes courage to make changes in life. But what if we don't
yeah.
feel courageous? How do you walk away from a relationship or a job? So what do you say about that?
I think that courage, everybody has it. I have really found out this the hard way, because there was a time in my life where I was really challenged to find this courage, and I was so heartbroken at the time. And when I really tuned in to myself with the sitting still with meditation and using mindfulness tools, I realized that I had a strength within that I had never had to draw on at any other time in my life. And it's there. I know it's there within everybody.
Well,
and if the people are listening thinking I don't have it, I'm telling you, you have it.
We all have it. It's
it
called,
is there.
It's called soul,
yeah.
soul courage.
There we are.
Yes.
It is there.
And I interviewed a girl, Tara Janelle Walsh, about that
yeah.
concept. And we all have it. And it's just a matter of what it really is a matter of is realizing change is inevitable and desirable,
it.
As it gives
Absolutely.
You new opportunities to learn more about
yeah.
who you are as a soul. In my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote it this way. Many seek to be
yeah.
the best they can be and are encouraged to be perfect. They do not allow less for themselves than what others deem to be perfect for them. But since we are always in a state of change, the ideas and wishes of others are not nearly as important as our welcoming the experiences and challenges that surface and simply handling them to the best of our ability. We should aim to become a person who doesn't find fault in others, moving past personal obstacles with courage, hope, and faith to find peace.
Mm-hmm.
Be free of any
yeah.
influence of others that take that state of mind peace away from you. So there it is.
That's right.
And it's there
That's right.
for all of us.
And you know, I feel like at the end of this interview, I totally want to give you a hug. I'm going to give you a virtual hug, because I just want to say to you, you probably feel the same. When I'm traveling around the world and people come and share a short bit of their story with me and they say, can I hug you? I literally want to cry, because that is above any other trophy I could have ever won in my life. When people feel that they can share something with you, and like we're sharing now, it's just, that is humanity. That is what we're here to do, right? To share,
yes,
to support.
To share. Support
mm-hmm.
and learn and see we all have this
yeah.
divine spark of beauty and goodness and
For
kindness
sure.
within us. Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
So there's the next question. What is the most important tip you can give anyone about reinventing yourself? I think you just gave it, but maybe you want to say it
alone.
In another way.
You are not alone. You're not alone. And if you feel that something within, like you just know that's the direction for you, doesn't matter what anybody else say, just follow your own intuition, because who else know better than you? Nobody.
Right.
And you know what, they might think, well, are you sure that's for you? But if you feel it, it's for you. That's how I've done everything.
And that's,
and I've been
and
told many times, by
yeah,
the way, it
and,
wouldn't happen, and they were so wrong.
and that's why you and I are giggling and smiling at the same time, because we've discovered
yeah.
that we are now comfortable in our own skin after a lifetime
right.
of many, many opportunities and facing those opportunities
yeah.
and being successful
oh, yeah.
with those opportunities.
And failing at times.
And
Maybe
failing
fail
sometimes
too. Turning
too.
Myself inside out and feeling uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yes, of course. It's all part of the game of life. I want to thank you, Camilla Sacre Dalarup, author of Reinvent Me, How to Transform Your Life and Career, a book that offers a clear and simple step plan to begin to know yourself, your life plan, and spiritual choices for success in a realistic and practical way. For more information, go to zenne.tv and learn more about the process of reinventing yourself professionally and personally for success. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have focused on possibilities for greater awareness, mindfulness, and creative change due to an expanding knowledge of yourself and life in general, and through appreciating yourself as a creative force of energies with talents and interests that we are all born with and over time either learn or rediscover, and hopefully refine ourselves through the many experiences, choices, changes, and challenges that are part of our destiny and this journey we call life. Recognizing that fear or inability to change is the only energy that limits your true potential to shine and spread the inner goodness of self, and knowing that once you move past this inconsequential set of fears, anything and everything is possible, is indeed the key to becoming whole, healthy, and to find that which makes you complete is your search for the joy and happiness that is your natural birthright. Reinvention is the process to either transforming yourself, your career, or life through recognizing the skills you already have and the creative energy or vision needed to approach any new project, any new interest, any new challenge by committing to it, nurturing, visualizing, and taking action towards your dreams. It's really not as hard as many people imagine. Camilla writes, even when you don't know what changes you want to make, using visualization allows you to connect with your intuition. You can do what I call a free-flow vision board, cutting out images that come to mind. From that vision, you may start to take action, make changes, and fulfill dreams. Camilla and I would have you know that as we may live many lives, as some people seem to believe, we may in this time in life live out many goals and interests, many parts of our visions and dreams, becoming more aware of the many spiritual divine gifts we all possess, leading us to the necessary steps to make these dreams realities. Imagine it, create it, and live it most joyfully. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, author of The Living Spirit, Answers to Healing and Infinite Love, and I invite you to visit my website to hear leaders in the fields of spirituality, science, religion, medicine, energy healing, psychology, metaphysics, and the arts and music share their insights for creating our best physical and spiritual realities through change and focus on the higher values of life. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.